Kia ora koutou. I'm Stephen Day from the Walking Access Commission, and this is another podcast in our series about people who create, care for, and treasure tracks and trails in Aotearoa. Last week I talked to Don Sinclair, who belongs to a group that is building a walkway to the Sir Treby King Bridge in Tahakopa. The Walking Access Commission recently granted $8,000 toward information panels on the new walkway that tell the history and stories of Sir Treby King. Sinclair is an aficionado of the local icon Sir Treby King, so he and other locals are building the walkway as a memorial to the man. Sir Treby King, the renowned doctor and founder of Plunket, was a resident of the Catlins village of Tahakopa between 1893 and 1929. During that time, the railway came to the Tahakopa district, and King was instrumental in helping that happen. Sinclair explains how his interest in a memorial to Sir Treby grew.
So what I done, I set up historical films, because it was a lot of history here of the trains, sawmilling and farming. So I went out and found pieces of film that people had in their cellars, old bits of home movie stuff, and I made up heritage films from about, and that's how we get people to come down and visit the hut. And we made a film of Treby King. Well, Wellington Council got two girls, trainee girls, to make the first part of it, but we have added to it since then to bring in more of what they had about Tahakopa. And that's why Elmer said this guy should make something a memorial to him.
Sir Treby King spent his time in Tahakopa as a doctor, a farmer, and a sawmiller. He was also a medical superintendent at Dunedin Seacliff Lunatic Asylum and a lecturer at the university. So he used the train to get to and from Tahakopa.
He used to bring people, these patients, down, send them down the train to get them out of Seacliff, out of the institution, which was, Seacliff was the biggest building built at the time in New Zealand. Huge building. And he said, no, you've got to get out in the open fields and work in the fields and get yourself out of these places and you'll feel a lot better. So he brought them down here in the train. Yeah. And they worked on the farm.
King created a dairy farm to produce milk formula for infants, and he used a sawmill plant to power a boiler to super steam and sterilise everything, including the cows. All that remains of Sir Treby King's time in Tahakopa now is the railway bridge he designed.
All this stuff that he produced, goods, travelled across that bridge. Yep. The bridge was unique, that it was the only bridge privately built and privately financed to the standard of New Zealand railways, and they hence allowed their rolling stock and their locomotives to go across it.
Sinclair says the bridge inspired the memorial track.
Here we could do something as a memorial to him because the bridge is the only thing left. Everything else has been destroyed. We'll make this track in memory of him.
Don Sinclair reckons a track to the bridge will let visitors to the district learn about its history.
We have Airbnb guests, and we have quite a few guests. And they say, well, what's to do here? And we reckon by having this track, there's something to do.
Sinclair also thinks flora and fauna around the track will add to its value.
They're native trees, and they're in very good, some of them very good condition. Forests and birds are taking some of the saplings and they're going to replant some of the trees. And also there's the New Zealand native long-tailed bat, which they're going to take filters down there to view the bats and learn about the bats.
The track travels along an unformed legal road and will have wheelchair access. This will be a lovely short walk along the Tahakopa River through an established strand of native trees to the historic Treby King Bridge. Don Sinclair and the local community have done a lot of work on the track. They have had significant support from the Walking Access Commission's regional field advisor, and we're looking forward to seeing it finished and open to the public.